Municipalities in the Almaguin Highlands now have their sights set on 2025 as they leave 2024 behind. Kearney Mayor Cheryl Phillips said, "There were many challenges faced by our community which continue to plague us even today." Philip notes housing continues to remain a large priority both in terms of affordability and there being a shortage. She says infrastructure is always a challenge when trying to match wants with needs. Philip says it's an exercise in futility when council tries to determine what matter is more important than the other because everything is a priority to someone. However, remaining optimistic, Philip says council can only strive to do its very best with what it's been given to work with, and it will look at 2025 as an opportunity to move the community forward in the most cost-efficient and effective ways that it knows how to do. None of us knows what the future holds for us, Philip said. But Kearney will meet the challenges as they are brought forward, she said, adding, "We can only continue to hold our community together with the hope and promise of a better tomorrow." Magnetawan. In Magnetawan, Mayor Sam Dunnett expressed his gratitude for the commitment and effort that brought the village's municipal financial management program to a strong, no surprises, predictable finish. Dunnett said 2024 was a testament to Magnetawan's ability to continue with strategic planning, collaboration, and remaining focused on its goals. He said the goal in 2025 is to continue to build on this momentum as the village bears in mind the lessons learned and the systems it's refined. Dunnett said he has confidence in the municipality's thorough preparation, proactive approach, and its shared vision of affordable municipal maintenance. "Working together, we are well positioned to deliver another successful year-end that is efficient, and hopefully, no surprises," Dunnett said. South River. The village of South River suffered a major setback in 2024 with the closing of the South River Brewing Company, but the village has now listed the property and is hopeful a buyer will be found in the near future. Last year saw more than $7 million spent on infrastructure work in the municipality. Mayor Jim Coleman says South River rehabilitated its water mains, roads, and sidewalks, significantly improved drinking water quality, and walkability factors in the community. Coleman says it added a new trail and the South River Macho Arena is halfway through a $1.4 million upgrade that builds on the area's solid recreation base. Additionally, the South River Macho Fire Department continues an upgrade project to its self-dispatch system to meet the new digital NG911 standards that help ensure it maintains the department's incredibly fast response times. Perhaps the biggest development is South River continuing work to prepare for the return of the Ontario Northland passenger train service. Coleman said this will enhance accessibility for residents, tourists, and businesses in a community that is already a great place to live and do business. Coleman says South River is very fortunate to have great partners like the provincial and federal governments plus the surrounding municipalities, especially the township of Macher that makes all this possible. Berks Falls. In Berks Falls, one of the major developments was the Toronto Blue Jays making a $50,000 donation through its Jays Care Funds to carry out a major upgrade to the ball field. Mayor Chris Hope says 2024 was one of the village's best seasons for visitors in years, plus several new businesses opened up during the spring along the community's main retail section on Ontario Street. During 2024, the village created a theater committee to raise funds to turn its retro-style cinema into a venue that can also host live performances, something that's already attracted a lot of positive attention and feedback. Hope said every year presents tough challenges, but we're very pleased that 2024 became a year for big moves forward in the village, and people have really noticed the renewed energy here. Hope said the goal for 2025 is to continue this steady step-by-step growth in economic activity and renewal. He adds the year is starting in the right direction with two more businesses signaling plans to open downtown and other potential opportunities are being discussed. Hope says the new year will see the village involved in the founding of a rural youth group where local young people have a place to develop healthy interests and learn useful skills to help them build a solid future. Hope said the challenge in 2025 is to build on this renewed economic activity and channel it into growing a vibrant, sustainable business community that brings more visitors to Berks Falls to shop, live, and invest. Hope said the village is ready for the challenges of 2025 because it remains confident, determined, and optimistic. POWASSAN. In Powassan, Mayor Peter McIsaac says 2025 will have the same major challenge that 2024 had. McIsaac says this will be budgeting to upgrade infrastructure while at the same time continuing to build our reserve funds and provide all the services, events and activities that our community enjoys. Armor. Rod Ward, the mayor of Armor, says moving important initiatives forward that are regional in nature continues to be challenging. However, Ward says progress has been made on several initiatives across the Almaguin Highlands. These include cooperation involving fire services, healthcare delivery, housing, and economic development. But Ward points out that without a consistent vision and approach across the entire Almaguin Highlands, the cooperation remains precarious. He said a wider, more regional view presents the highlands with huge opportunities if leveraged fully. It has been proven that our region will gain much more support from other levels of government if we work together, both within the Almaguin area and with our municipal neighbors outside Almaguin, Ward said. Related to our need to work together across all municipalities is our need to continually improve services, infrastructure and community support in order to remain attractive to families and businesses. Steady growth and improvement build confidence in our community for those living here now and those who want to live and work here in the future. But again, we can't do this as small, separate municipalities with limited budgets, and we can't do it without some sort of vision and plan. Strong Mayor Tim Bryson says the township's biggest hurdle is holding the line on tax increases to an affordable level for its residents while also fulfilling town council's promise to get roads back into a condition that's acceptable to the people. Bryson says there have been a number of terms of little to no tax increases, and also during that time infrastructure has declined. He said Strong has experienced a stagnant tax base for decades and has seen almost no development. Bryson adds this is an increasingly problematic condition that's inherent in small rural municipalities because they have such small economies of scale. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.